Hey, welcome to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Always a pleasure spending time with you and glad that you've joined us on the radio this weekend, whatever you're up to. Of course, of late, everything is Olympics, where people are looking at them on television, experiencing the culture and flavor of Brazil and Rio specifically. And I thought it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about the food that is very common and popular in Rio and in Brazil. If you've never been to a Brazilian restaurant, I highly recommend it. The food is very tasty. It has flavors of tropical fruits, as well as a lot of meat and seafood as well. But it's really interesting flavors that you should really check out. So I thought we might go over some of the foods that are quite popular in Rio and in Brazil on America Weekend. Here's some food that I thought you would like to know about: feijoada. And apparently, it is a tradition on Saturday in Rio to have lunch and eat this food, which is the following. It's a plate of dried meats and sausages, stewed with black beans and served with rice, shredded collard greens, slices of orange, and farofa. Now, I have no idea if I'm saying this correctly, but it's a kind of flour mixed with eggs or banana. Interesting. So that is a typical Saturday afternoon lunch item in Rio. The idea of this meal, people believe it's traced back to the food given slaves on sugar and coffee plantations. It's found throughout the city of Rio, but there is one or two places that is supposed to be the place to go in Rio if you're heading in that direction. Now, if you're in a neighborhood called Santa Teresa, it overlooks Rio's downtown. There they'll serve this drink, which is cachacas, which is a clear sugarcane liquor that forms the basis of the caipirinha, which is Brazil's national drink. Caipirinha, I believe it's how you pronounce it. I may be completely wrong. If I am, and you know the proper pronunciation, please let me know. They are very delicious drinks, but they have a kick, so be careful. Churrascaria, that is Brazilian barbecue. Now, I've seen that in New York City. The way it works is you eat all you can eat. It's just endless amounts of meat. And the waiters come around and they keep bringing you different kinds of meat. Now, in Rio, you just tell them to stop. But I've been to a restaurant that gives you a red round coaster or a green round coaster. The red round coaster, you put that on your place setting if you do not want any more food for a while. The green says keep it coming. So what they offer are things like top sirloin, flank steak, beef ribs. Sometimes they're giving you sausages, chicken, every type of meat you can imagine that you can put on a grill is what churrascaria is. And then they usually have a salad bar. They have some vegetables that you can have. They're well known for the sausages that you have for churrascaria. And of course, you drink along with that. So it's a high ticket item in terms of calories. Street food. They have a ton of street food, as most places do. You can have fresh squeezed sugarcane juice, which sounds very sweet, or coconut water. Maybe the coconut water craze started in Rio. Who knows? Then you can take a little pastry, and that's your street food. They also have things like hot dogs, hamburgers, and sandwiches, as most places do. They have delicacies in Rio. This is a codfish croquette. Very, very popular in the bars as a taste with your drinks. So it's a mix of salt cod, flour, potatoes, and spice fried in oil. And so that is always good to have with a drink. And then they have batter-fried sardines. That's very well known in the city's central port district. The large Brazilian sardines are gutted and split into a flat mat. They're battered, deep fried, and served in stacks of 10 with the tails on. So just a taste of some food in Rio as we celebrate the Olympics. I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Cheap Trick drummer, Bunny Carlos.
Hey, Jeff.
How'd you come by that name?
4 years old, I got gifted a book on Paul Bunyan. It made a big impression on me, and everyone started calling me Bun and Bunyan. And Cheap Trick got together. I thought, well, I'll change my name and get a professional name. Bunny is how it ended up.
Bunny Zuela, available now at Amazon. Arizona. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Cheap Trick rock star, drummer Bunny Carlos. Trademark outfit.
Cheap Trick started, I had long hair and a beard. I went to Milwaukee with a singer, and he was going to get his hair dyed blonde. And the girl said, let me give you a haircut for the gigging we were doing. I went to Salvation Army. White shirts for a quarter a piece, 100% cotton. And I bought a suit for $4. Worked good in a bar, you know, if you're doing 3-4 sets a night.
American Biker Minute.
The image kind of built from there.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You get a job to support your lifestyle, but can your lifestyle kill your dream?
Yes, if it costs too much. You may have to stay in a job you hate. You may have to jump at the first offer rather than waiting for a job you would love.
In other words, how you spend your money may determine how you earn money, but you don't have to settle for this situation.
Review your spending with an eye toward creating more flexibility for yourself.
Ask yourself, would I be happier if I eliminated this cost and spent more time doing what I want?
If the answer is no, then spend away. If not, you've gained some flexibility.
Finding the harmony between your lifestyle and your career leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.